Hammahamma is a beautiful spot on the Hood Canal. The ladies are happy for the distraction. The information that one of their own could be selling them down the river has taken its toll, so a big fat plate of cheap oysters and cold beer is compelling. This does not mean, however, that anybody is letting their oyster-infused guard down. That would be stupid.
Can I take Chica for a few?
Chica, do you want to hang with Auntie Blythe? What? Oh, okay, I'll tell her. She says yes, but wants to stick close to Maxine. She's worried about her.
All right. Thank you, Chica. Just let me know if you see anything, you know, that I need to know.
Oh, isn't that cute? Licking your face. She loves you.
I love you more, Chica. Come on, let's go see if we can spot some trouble.
Are we ready to rock this place?
Rock on, brother. Let's go find the rest of the gang.
And there's Charlie and Holly. Oh, and a fellow's hanging around Holly.
Lenny, keep your eagle eye on that. Everyone here is a stranger. Oh, look, here comes Blythe with her gentleman friend, Officer Honey. Now be on your best behavior. Blythe really likes him.
Yeah, but isn't he a copper?
Oh, stop with the mobster throwback rhetoric. He's a nice fellow. Ask him about golf. He could be a friend.
Hey, Lenny and Suki. I want you to meet my friend Eric. This is Lenny, and you've met Suki.
So glad to meet you, Lenny. I understand we got something in common.
What's that?
Golf.
Oh, you play?
Not as often as I'd like.
Let's grab a cold one and see what we can't do about that.
Sounds good.
Well, that went well.
Oh, I knew they would get along. It's tricky getting to know police officers, especially in our line of work. But I like Eric, and Lenny's smart. It will be all right. Besides, it's not like Eric isn't aware of the program. And since Charles has us all wearing scramblers, well, I feel better.
Looks like Holly's admirer is making his move. I better dig Charlie out of the oysters and have her check this guy out.
Leave Chica with me.
You need anything?
A cold beer. This one's gotten warm.
Yuck. I'll be back. Hey, Charlie, having fun?
Yeah. MIT's pretty fussy compared to this crowd. It's nice to just relax.
Holly picked up an admirer. You better check it out.
Oh, crap. Dang it. It's hard liking someone. Oh, rats. I'll look into it. Where are they?
Beer garden.
I'm on it. Just drop in on us in a few.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What's your problem?
I'm not a parent.
Well, yeah. Neither am I.
Well, do your own damn job. Oh, my God, Charlie. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to attack you like that. This Maxine thing has me so upset.
Did I hear my name?
Yeah, I was just wondering where you were. Where's Jimmy?
We had a fight. Again.
I didn't know you guys were having issues.
Anymore. It's all the time.
Over what?
Pretty much anything. But mostly I refuse to fly with him. I don't like those private planes, and to be honest, even though he says he has a license, he really doesn't. He couldn't pass the test, but tells everyone he did. He's flying to Vegas for one of his creepy business deals and wants me to go with him, but I won't. I'm done with him.
Look, Max, I've got to go check on Holly. Then we can talk. I can look into what he's up to, maybe even just scare the crap out of him or transfer him out. Just think about...
Can you get me a divorce and get rid of those damn goats? And I'd also like a penthouse and a nap.
Of course. Monday, all right?
Oh, my God, Charlie. I feel like the weight of the world was lifted. Anything I can do for you?
I want to know about the wire. Who you're working for and why.
You know about that?
I know everything.
Does Blythe know?
She's the reason you're alive.
Suki?
Yep, but we can take care of this.
Hey, you guys, let's go check on Holly and grab Chica and Suki. Looks like Lenny and Officer Honey are good for hours.
Look at that cute boy with Holly. She deserves to have a suitor. Such a cutie. Looks like a successful day.
Here's your cold beer, Suki. Hey, Chica, want to go on an adventure with Auntie Blythe?
Well, who wouldn't? You girls don't get in any trouble. I'll just wait here and enjoy this beautiful day.
What the? Chica?
What's going on, Chica? What are you doing?
What are you eating, Max?
I'm not sure. The plate was just given to me. It's delicious.
Give it to me.
Get real, Blythe.
You don't know what it is. What if it's oysters?
Well, that would kill me. This is red stuff on pasta.
Someone get me a napkin.
We don't have time. Spit it out.
What out?
Everything in your mouth.
Lean over.
What are you doing?
Digging everything that's left in your throat.
Here's a napkin. Don't leave anything.
Let's get her to the car. Get her something to wash her mouth out and some bread.
Criminy, here's some beer. Rinse your mouth out, Max, and don't swallow. Just spit it out.
Suki, get your car and let's get her in it. Let Lenny grab a ride back with Charlie. We'll take care of everything from here.
Hey, babe. You don't look so good.
Oh, she's just got a touch of the tummy. We'll get her home. You grab a ride with someone else.
Is that okay with you, sweetie? I'm having a pretty good time.
Go ahead and stay. I'll see you at home.
What a dick. Okay, here's Suki with the car. Come on, Max, let's get you home or somewhere.
Suki, I'm going to need Chica.
Oh, I don't know. Let me check. Is this okay, Chica? Going with Auntie Blythe and Maxine? Oh, it is? Oh, all right. She says yes, but for all of us to watch out for Jimmy. She says he's a very bad man and stupid.
All right. Is Max buckled in? And did she get her stomach full of bread to soak up the oyster juice? Okay, Max, get ready for the ride of your life.
I'm not feeling so good, Blythe.
If you have to barf, just barf. We'll clean it up later.
Did you say barf?
Yeah, so?
I just never heard you say barf. It's kind of funny. Can you slow down?
No, we could be being followed. In case you didn't notice, someone just tried to kill you.
What are you talking about?
That food you were slipped was laced with ground oysters. Chica alerted us that something was wrong. It looks like we figured it out just in time. If barping in your lap is the worst thing that happens to you, yay! That's all I can say. Ah, damn! We picked up a tail. Hold on and hold on to Chica. We're headed to Plan B. Okay, we're here.
Discovery Bay?
I'm gonna slow down. You hop out and run like hell. Leave Chica with me. Get to room 109 as soon as you can. Don't call attention to yourself. Knock on the door twice.
Wait.
Jump and slam the car door so Chica doesn't get thrown out. Now.
Who are you? No, wait a minute. You're that gigantic tall woman who keeps showing up saving our asses. Really? Who are you?
Marge.
As the sun sets over Discovery Bay, Maxine finds herself in the company of the legendary Marge. After the good luck of Chica's instincts, Maxine was saved from a horrendous death by Oyster. Now the trick is to find out who, why, and how to get even. Maxine is delighted to be with Marge, not knowing if Marge is a Fed or in the program. She's a friend of Blythe's, and that's enough for Max. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer in Port Ludlow. The Port Ludlow Project was created, written, and directed by Susan Solly, produced and edited by Taylor Clark, and narrated by Zach Neesmith. The cast includes Kristen Wolfram, Michelle Stay, Aaron Lamb, Amanda Stewart-Zamora, Catherine McNabb, Taylor Clark, Chris Bricker, Zach Neesmith, and Susan Solly. All actors are called upon at various times to create minor fill-in characters. The part of Chica is played by Peanut. Go to kptz.org to stream the Port Ludlow Project.
My dream.